We're back at the NPEC in Norwalk tonight. Norwalk hosting Oskaloosa in a girl-boy doubleheader, and we're joined now by Norwalk girls head coach Joe Sigrist. A good night for your team again tonight, improving to 11-1 overall, 6-0 in the Little Hawkeye Conference with a 73-24 win over Oskaloosa on senior night. Always special to get it done on senior night, and the seniors stepped up tonight. Braylon Birmingham stepped up early. He got off to a 40-3 halftime lead, so a pretty good start there, and just a lot of positives tonight.
Yeah, I'm just super proud of our four seniors. They lead us each and every day at practice, and we talk about being better today than we were yesterday, and we definitely were tonight. It was a collective effort, and I was really happy for, you know, a senior like Kara Scandrett, who's been with us for 4 years, and she had her time to get in there and do a lot of really good things for us tonight.
And Ava Carlson's been nursing that hamstring injury. You start her in both halves, called a play for her off the opening tip, couldn't get that three to go, got her out of the game, but then second half, second opportunity, she got over in that left corner again, and this time knocked down the three.
Yeah, she's been a tremendous leader for us, and we really wanted to get her in the scorebook. She's working her way back with that hamstring, but just not quite there yet to sprint the floor. We need her for our stretch run. There's no doubt about it. So, but I wanted senior night to be special for her, too. So, yeah, we did draw those two plays up for her. Didn't want her running back on defense, so I'm glad she got that second one to fall. 50% from three tonight.
Exactly. And Kara Scandrett, you know, it took a while. I was getting a little worried there, but you got her some good looks there in the second half. She made a three. And then your other two seniors, Pearl Brown and Hannah Overholzer. I mean, Pearl really set the tone out of that 1-2-2 defense early at the head of it, getting about three quick steals to get you going. And Hannah got things going as well. They combined for 15 points.
Yeah, they were tremendous. Those two are kind of our defensive leaders. They set the tone against the other team's guards. And, you know, Pearl's been that defensive trendsetter for us, you know, for two solid years now, two and a half. And then Hannah can always take a quick guard. So I thought their pressure early led to some easy baskets for us, and super proud of both of them.
How much have you used that 1-2-2 this year defensively?
It's been our secondary defense. We used it some against DCG, didn't bring it out as far, but, you know, it gives other teams another defense to look at, maybe plan against. And then it gives us a chance to throw other teams off balance if they find success against our man-to-man. So still want our man-to-man defense to be our primary and our go-to defense, but we'll keep experimenting with that, and we can get more aggressive, less aggressive with it, and thought we did a good job tonight.
And, of course, the sophomore, Braylon Birmingham, tonight leads the way with 24 points. She had 19 early in the second quarter when she did a lot of damage in transition, and she was really looking good from the three-point arc as well.
Yeah, she didn't shoot the ball from three very well our last time out on Tuesday, but she fixed it over the last couple days of practice. She's going to shoot more shots than anybody that I've seen. Maybe her sister, Bailey. I'll give her a shout-out. But those two are in the gym all the time, and I knew she'd figure it out quickly, and she was hot from beyond the arc tonight. That got her going, and she's always a threat, you know, in the paint too. So, yeah, tremendous scorer. Like I said to the news earlier this week, there's no sophomore, no player in the state that I'd rather have than Braylon Birmingham.
And the team tonight, as a team, you knocked down 9 of 10 free throws. Excuse me, that was the first half. 12 of 13 free throws for the game, 9 three-pointers. In a game that was never close, it's nice to see that they're still focusing at the line.
Yeah, we're still trying to build confidence with shot-making, whether it be behind the arc or at the free-throw line. But I think we're close to leading the state at 74% from the free-throw line now. And that's what you have to get, those easy points without, you know, being defended. And, you know, when they're free throws, knock them down. And we did that tonight. And I'm just proud of our overall effort.
You had last Friday night off, so you're still trying to get back in that groove after Christmas of getting games in. You had two games this week, two conference games. Newton and Oskaloosa here. How happy were you with the way the girls handled their business?
Yeah, last game against Newton, I thought we were a little flat defensively, and that kind of led to some, you know, didn't shoot a great percentage, but I like how we came out tonight. Our defense set the tone. You know, when our defense sets the tone for our offense and we can get out and run and get transition baskets, we're pretty dangerous. And I liked our practice preparation the last couple days, and we came out and played really well tonight.
So now you look ahead. You got another Tuesday, Friday coming up next week. On the road, Tuesday night, you make the trip up to Ames, a team you handled pretty well last year. And then a big one here next Friday, the second time around. You begin that second time through the conference schedule with Pella.
Yeah. We know, I mean, Ames is a pesky team, got some good athletes, some quick guards. So we'll have to go on the road and take care of business on Tuesday, and then a rival Pella comes to our, you know, our house. And like you said, it's that second time through, so it's all about how the teams make adjustments, and we'll have to be better than we were down in Pella in early December. So looking forward to that, and looking forward to another big week.
Again, we've been talking to Norwalk girls basketball coach Joe Sigrist following the Warriors' 73-24 win tonight over Oskaloosa. You know, 11-1 overall, 6-0 in conference play. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just, again, senior night's a special time to give back to the four girls that have given so much to our program. So it's all about them tonight. I hope they had a great night celebrating, and let's just keep moving up.
Absolutely. Norwalk coach Joe Sigrist, thanks for your time on our Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner segment. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot, Mike.